This meeting will come to order. This is a public proceeding unless the board specifically votes for an executive session. You're right to hear everything that is being said and look at all exhibits that are offered. If the board votes for an executive session, the reason for saying shall be stated. Please notify the chairman if you're having difficulty seeing or hearing. This meeting is being recorded and televised live on YouTube. In each instance, the burden is upon the applicant to demonstrate compliance with the provisions of the applicable ordinance or ordinances. After the board votes on the merits of each project, it will prepare a written opinion, which will be forwarded within 7 days. The board works for a prepared agenda. We'll be considering tonight's items in the following order. 7 p.m., application of Hillview Mini Bars to expand the retail area. Map 7, Lot 86, at 1520 Alfred Road. Any outstanding planning board business, discuss possible zoning changes, January monthly report, review and approve minutes, new business, and open issues. Okay, does the planning board have any more questions about this project?
I'm good with it. Full member for this meeting, a voting member for this meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We do have two requests for waivers that we haven't, I don't think we voted on, because we do it after the public hearing.
Okay.
Requested a waiver from section 838, number 1.
Hi, Joe.
A site plan drawn to scale not smaller than 1 inch equals 40 feet. And theirs is 1 inch equals 80 feet.
And that's the original.
The one we used before and amended. Yeah. And
so I personally don't see a reason why we shouldn't grant the waiver where we went with this on the original.
Mm-hmm. That it's impractical at one, at the scale requested, it would be considerably larger.
So I don't know if there's any more discussion. Or I'll make a motion that we grant the waiver.
A second.
Any more discussion?
Nope.
All in favor, grant a waiver on the map?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
And the next one is a waiver from 838, number 10, which is all existing contours and proposed finished grade elevations of the portions of the site which will be altered and the system of drainage proposed to be constructed.
Right, and again, on the original one, we didn't ask for that, and that's a fairly flat lot. And it slopes down towards the swamp.
Yeah. Well, we saw that there was adequate drainage, I think, during that rainstorm.
It's all gravel.
Yeah.
I really don't see a necessity for it either way. It's such a flat lot.
There was a major contour of 3-5 feet tops over the whole enclosed area.
Right.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we grant the waiver.
I'll second that.
Is there any more discussion on the waiver for the contours? All in favor of granting the waiver?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, so granted that waiver too. And I believe all we got left to do is go through the 16 standards, unless I missed something. We've got everything for them. I'll go through the 16 standards. One, we'll meet the definition of the use of the zoning district requirements and any other requirements set forth in the ordinance. Well, it's a business in a business zone.
Expanding of an existing business.
So, I'll make the motion to meet the requirements for number one.
A second.
Any more discussion? All in favor that he meets requirements for number one?
Aye.
Two, will not have a significant detrimental effect on the use and peaceful enjoyment of abutting properties as a result of noise, vibrations, fumes, odor, dust, light glare, traffic, or other cause. Well, I personally don't think he's going to make any more traffic on 111.
No, there's no change in the use. It's an existing use.
No, it's still a business.
Same trucks are going to come in there that came in before.
Right. No, no change. Inventory is the same, pretty much.
Yeah, basically. They might get a couple more buildings, but...
But they're still wooden buildings or whatever, yeah.
I make a motion that he meets criteria for number two.
A second.
Any more discussion on number two? All in favor that he meets two?
Aye.
Any opposed? Three, will not have a significant adverse effect on adjacent or nearby property values. Again, he's not changing anything really that's going on. He's just clearing it out for more. So I don't see where it's going to change any property values.
No. It's commercial zone, complies with all commercial.
Yes, it does.
Requirements.
So I'll make a motion that he meets number three.
Second.
Any more discussion on three? All in favor that he meets three?
Aye.
Four, will not create a hazard to pedestrian or vehicular traffic or significant traffic congestion. Well, he brought in his driveway paperwork, so I believe he meets everything there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's right on 111, and it doesn't appear that's going to increase traffic very much there. It's already got enough traffic there. I'll make a motion that the applicant meets requirements of number four.
A second.
Any more discussion on four? All in favor that he meets the requirements for four?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, number five, will not result in fire danger. Well, I don't think there's anything left there that'll burn.
We do have a letter that's in your packet from the
fire department. Yes, we do. So I'll make a motion that he meets number five.
I'll second that.
Any discussion on five? All in favor that he meets number five?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, number six, will not result in flood hazards or flood damage, drainage problems, ground or surface water contamination, or soil erosion. Again, that was a mild slope back towards the swamp, and they're going to slope it the same. We were there during a real heavy rainstorm.
There didn't seem to be much, any pooling of water. It was running well. I make a motion the applicant meets the requirements of number six.
A second.
Any more discussion on six? All in favor that he meets the requirements of number six?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seven, will not create a safety hazard because of inadequate access to the site or buildings for emergency vehicles. We have a letter from the fire department stating there's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I'll make a motion that he meets number seven.
I'll second that.
All in favor that he meets the criteria for number seven?
Aye.
Any opposed? Eight, has proposed exterior lighting which will not create hazards to motorists traveling on adjacent public streets, is adequate for the safety of occupants and users of the site, and will not damage the value or diminish the usability of adjacent properties.
I think the only exterior lighting you have is on the on your shed there?
On the office.
One little, probably less than 100 watt bulb on that office, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't see where that would cause any issues with motorists or adjacent properties. Sounds like it's reasonable. I make a motion that the applicant meets the requirements of number eight.
I'll second that. All in favor that he meets the requirements for eight?
Aye.
Any opposed? Nine, makes provisions for buffers and on-site landscaping which provide adequate protection to neighboring properties from detrimental features of the development. The applicant shall provide a plan prepared by a registered landscape architect or other qualified professional approved by the planning board. All right, we're not asking to put buffers up.
Nope, we didn't.
So, I would say that he meets the requirement because we didn't ask for it.
It's just an expansion of existing use, so his product's gonna be visible, be displayed, so that's...
All right, he still meets the required setbacks.
Yeah.
There's no change in what the view is from the adjacent property.
No.
Note.
No, there's no change.
Dollar General has a better view now. The trees are going.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably give them more business.
You can see a little better when they're coming down the road.
Well, I make a motion he meets the criteria for number 9.
A second.
Any more discussion on 9? All in favor meets the criteria of number 9?
Aye.
Any opposed? 10, makes provisions for vehicular parking, loading, unloading, as well as vehicular and pedestrian circulation on the site and onto adjacent public streets, which will neither create hazards to safety nor impose significant burdens upon public facilities. Again, they already have a curb cut there,
yep.
And I don't think it's going to change the traffic on 111 or the traffic patterns.
Is there a change in the entrance? Are you still, I know that was under...
There is not as of yet.
Okay, you're still going to use that shared area. Okay, so there's no change in that.
No, there's no change.
No change in where the vehicular parking is.
Plenty of room for parking, mm. Loading and unloading.
Yeah. Okay, I think I move that the applicant has the requirements for item number 10.
I'll second that. All in favor that it meets the requirements for number 10?
Aye.
Any opposed? 11, makes adequate provision for the disposal of wastewater and solid waste for the prevention of ground or surface water contamination. And you're not putting any septic system in or anything there?
You're not.
There's adequate drainage there, so.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't see any issues here with the wastewater or solid waste. I make a motion that the applicant meets the requirements of number 11.
I'll second that. Does everybody agree he meets number 11? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? 12, makes adequate provisions to control erosion and sedimentation. And again, they're gonna gravel all that, and it's a very nice, easy slope. So I'll make a motion they meet the criteria for number 12.
Second.
All in favor meets the criteria for 12?
Aye.
Any opposed? 13, makes adequate provisions to handle stormwater runoff and other drainage on site.
Well, we saw evidence of that.
Yeah, it drains back towards the swamp, away from the roads.
Yeah, I make a motion that the applicant meets the requirements of number 13.
A second.
All in favor meets the requirements number 13?
Aye.
Any opposed? 14, provides for a water supply which meets the demands of the proposed use and meets the need for fire protection purposes.
Well, the fire chief has gave us a letter there. It just said it, water supply produces no abnormal concerns. I mean, there's no, obviously there's no hydrant service there, but so it's no different than the other business. And I don't see where this business should, I mean, conceivably, I guess your shed could burn down or something, or maybe some of the product you have could catch on fire, but it doesn't appear to be any abnormal fire hazards there. I make a motion that the applicant meets the requirements of number 14 based on the fire chief's letter.
Second.
All in favor meets the criteria for number 14?
Aye.
Any opposed? 15, makes adequate provisions for the transportation, storage, and disposal of hazardous substances and materials as defined by state and federal law, the storage of chemicals, explosives, or hazardous items as defined by the National Fire Protection Association. Code 704, class 3 or 4 materials are not permitted. So you're not storing any explosives or combustibles All right, so I'll make a motion that he meets the criteria for number 15.
Second.
All in favor that he meets criteria for 15?
Aye.
Any opposed? 16, will not have an adverse impact on significant scenic vistas or on significant wildlife habitat, which could be avoided by reasonable modification of the plan.
Well, I don't see any vistas there, number one. And I didn't see much wildlife either.
No?
A few water rats or something, but
it's commercial area, it's really...
Yeah, I don't see where the...
Has the least impact on...
By this project. I make a motion that the applicant meets the requirements of number 16.
I'll second that. All in favor, he meets requirements for number 16?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, is there any more discussion on this project, or...
No, I don't think he, I think believe the outcome provided us with everything we asked for. And as you noted, it's a pretty straightforward project, and it looks like it'll give you some additional space to show your wonderful mini barns, and hopefully you'll sell a lot more.
Yeah, year last year, for sure, and this year is looking good already.
Oh, that's good news. That's good news.
I'll make a motion that the applicant meets the, meets all requirements for approval of this project. With the waivers as we previously noted.
A second.
I don't think we established any conditions.
We did not.
Okay.
All right, Cecile seconded that. Is there any more discussion? All in favor that he meets all the criteria for his project?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Okay, good deal. Congratulations.
So Patty will type that up and probably be able to pick it up next week. One of, either Cecile or I will sign it for you.
Okay.
By next Wednesday.
All right, you'll let me know when you have it.
Yes.
You'll be good to go.
Okay, one question. We would like to get a different entrance, so that's something we're working through with Maine DOT. Does that affect this board at all?
I don't think so.
Would that be a modification to the site plan? But does that require board approval?
Well, he talked about applying for an entrance before on this project.
Right.
And I really don't feel that would modify the plan if DOT wants to give him the curb cut.
Right.
I mean, that's all up, that's a state road, and that's all up to the state.
Right.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of control over what they
we
say.
Do not.
Can or can't.
And I don't feel he should have to come back.
Right.
For that. I mean, it's just his driveway. It's
right. Our approval is based on existing conditions right now. So unless there would be an issue, other issue,
I
mean, that would bring
you
here.
I don't know how the rest of the board feels about
it. I don't see any agreement. I mean, my big concern was him having legal access. He hasn't. Whether that access is moved and allowed by the DOT, that's fine.
And it's not a subdivision or anything.
Nope.
They will only give one curb cut if they give one.
Yeah. So I personally don't see why you would need to come back to
okay.
us.
That was my fault. I wanted to check and make
no,
sure that...
Well, that's
you
question.
See, you
sorry. Is there a, do we need to have a vote on that?
If you want it to be binding for future
okay.
boards, I would vote on it.
Okay.
Would somebody like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that the applicant does not have to come to the planning board if he receives approval from the Maine DOT to modify his entrance into Route 111.
Okay, I'll second that. Any more discussion on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Yeah, I don't think we want to leave loose ends.
So you won't have to come back.
Okay. Well, if everything goes according to plan, I'll be back in a year or two or three. We do want to put a permanent building up, but we're not ready.
Yep.
Okay.
Good for you.
Not ready to make that step yet.
Okay. Well, good luck with your project. It sounds like you're going to bring in more things to sell, and hopefully they'll sell.
Growing business.
Well, and it's good to see a business doing good like that.
Well, I think that's one area where people may want to spend money. I mean,
last year they did.
It's an improvement.
Right.
They were up 29%.
Really?
Awesome.
Quite a bit.
Improvement.
Especially with the situation.
Your face with me, I'm going to run home.
We are done with you. You have a great
yeah,
night.
Yes.
Bye.
Okay, well, thank you much. You've been very good to work with.
This was the easiest public hearing we've had in a long time.
I didn't expect anybody to come.
With all these noisy people.
Have a good night.
Mr. Chair, would you like to rescind my voting privileges now that?
No, we're good.
Of the full members here?
We're good.
But you do have to stay awake, Joe.
You want to do minutes first?
Sure.
You doing okay?
Oh, yeah, that was a short meeting last time.
Yeah, that was pretty short.
We still have January 6th minutes to do and January 20th.
Did everybody get to see the January 6th, 2021 meeting minutes?
Yes.
Yep. Sure did.
Are we all good with them?
Mm-hmm.
Make a motion to accept the January 6th planning board meetings as written.
I'll second.
All in favor accepting the January 6th, 2021 meeting minutes as written?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We have the January 20th, 2021 planning board meeting minutes. They were pretty short. Did everybody get to read those?
Yep.
Any discussion on them?
No.
Well, I'll make a motion that we accept those as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Were you able to get the recording off that?
I didn't email you back, but it didn't get sent. It wasn't attached to the second email.
It's not an attachment. It's a
link.
It's a link.
All right.
Because I couldn't attach. I think it's too big. The recordings are hard to attach.
Yep.
So it was a link to a shared drive, and I sent it twice. But let me know if you didn't. It'd be good to be able to. To know how that this works, so if you're not here, I can always record on my phone.
Yep.
And send it.
I'll check that again.
Okay.
I was looking for an attachment.
Yeah.
And then I got sidetracked.
Okay. Yeah, it's a link.
Okay.
And then I think you could download it if you wanted to.
Do you want these minutes or you?
I just flash these ones down. Them are all one thing gone. Them are all together.
Okay. Is there another section here?
I give you something extra?
You just gave me that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sir? Okay.
And we had the January monthly report. Did everybody get to read that?
Yes.
Yep.
Are we all happy with it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll make a motion that we accept it as written then.
Second.
All in favor of accepting the January 2021 report?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
We don't just have to.
I just had to sign it.
You signed it. Okay. That's
fine. Thank you.
Did you sign above her, below her?
Did I sign on the wrong line?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go right there, how's that?
Yep.
Strange. We have some
John Everett.
Did you talk about
Patty? Do you want to talk about the. So, do we want to finalize the commercial design standards? I think we have finalized them, but we haven't had a public hearing.
Right, well, I think we finalized and still. What's the consensus of the board. Are we ready for a public hearing on them?
I think so. I looked it over again, and I don't, you know, we don't have anything elaborate here, but I think we decided not to put too much.
Well, yeah, we tried to keep it simple.
Try to keep it simple.
Get something on the books that way it gives us authority to make requirements, but it's not too constrictive right now because we don't know what's coming down.
So we worked on the dock, shoreline zone dock draft changes too. I don't know if we're ready to with that the way it's worded, but I did ask DEP, because our ordinance says you can only have, it already says you can only have one dock per property unless you have double the shore frontage.
Right.
This just helps people understand some of the right-of-way questions, and I wanted to do an illustration of what one dock is, because some people think one connection to land, you can have dock, dock, dock. But there's an email in there, I think right there, where he answered it. I don't know if what we have is enough. I don't know if we even need to do it. Do we want to wait?
Well, I thought you were trying to do this originally because you wanted a little more clarity.
It informs people of, it's a better explanation of what we consider to be a dock. It also is a better explanation of people who have a right-of-way and what their rights are or not, which is no change in how the state law is. It just gives them more information. So this is how it gets, our ordinance gets enforced. There just isn't a lot of information in there about right-of-ways for people to know ahead of time before they...
It would make your job a lot simpler.
And it would...
If we spell it out.
Yeah, and it notifies people of their rights or lack of rights, which already are the way they are. This doesn't change them at all. I think they get pretty aggravated when I come in behind them and say, can't have that dock there.
Oh, yeah,
it
sure
saves people that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're expensive to put in.
Right. And so do we need to identify what, does that vary from town to town, what a dock is?
Yeah, we could have different definitions of dock. I took this definition
mm-hmm.
out of a state law it's a newer state law.
Maybe an illustration would help, too.
That's what I was asking from DEP.
I think
the illustration would be awesome, too. So I don't know if maybe we should wait to have that before we do the meeting on that.
Yeah, and maybe we can come up with something for next meeting and have a public hearing on both of them.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Yep.
So we're not...
So we don't have to do it twice tonight.
Is there anybody here that's a good drawer?
Oh,
good
God.
Draftsman?
Illustrator.
What are you looking for? Just...
We might... How about some pictures from, with vendors?
That's a good idea.
Pictures of... For a lot of the docks, if the water is not deep on shore, you've got to go out far enough so that you can dock your boat or dive if
you're
swimming.
Which allows your dock to go out as far
as... Right, so you could have like a ramp and one dock. Or, is that considered one dock? Or, if you added an L... Or are you?
That's what DEP is saying. That
there's different designs.
L's and T's.
T's, L's, and U's, right?
Yep.
Sometimes Y's.
Yeah.
And somehow, so I foresee that there already are some of these out there. So I think we want to do a sort of inventory so that we're not trying to tell, because if you have it, you have it. And you get to have it.
Right, your grandfather.
Yep. Mm. I can foresee that becoming the next problem.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't think you'd be grandfathered because you're supposed to be taking them out of the water every year.
Yeah, but you don't need to get another permit to put it back in every year.
Yeah, you have to take it out, unless, yeah, you have to take it out.
Yeah.
But do you currently have documentation on how many docks there are?
No.
So what happens if a person has a dock in there now, let's say a person has a dock, and they, do they have to come and get a permit?
No.
But they took it out for the winter.
No, so it's a temporary dock that's supposed to come on every season.
Yeah, we have to take ours out by October 15th.
But is that by permit or by, what tells you?
I mean, that's what we were told, so yeah, I don't know. There was no,
permanent docks need a permit from DEP.
Mm.
Okay.
Temporary docks need a permit from the town.
Well, what I was getting at is, if we don't know what the inventory of temporary docks are, what's to say that anybody will even get a permit? I mean, why would, they could say, hey, I had this for years, or, you know, I mean, you wouldn't be able to prove it one way or the other, I guess, would you?
Nope.
I mean, I think it's a good idea to clarify, but somebody could easily...
Most people ask, do I need a permit for a new dock? And I ask, do you already have a dock? If you have a dock and you're getting rid of the one that you take in and out every year, you're getting a brand new one, you need a permit. Because that's a replacement.
Okay.
Okay, you need a permit to replace.
Yep.
Okay.
Does that need to be stated? Well, maybe no.
Well, in the ordinance, it says replacement structures require a permit, so I don't think...
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
I don't think we need to say it all over the place.
No, I agree. I just was trying to figure out... Yeah.
And this is just to say, I mean, I spent a lot of time on one dock this summer.
Oh, yeah. You shouldn't want to. Shouldn't have to do that.
But I don't know if this helps. I mean, I don't have...
Is there anybody, I don't know what we do this normally, but is there anybody that, of course, a public hearing should bring forth some people to review this, but probably may not. I mean, I just wonder if there's anybody, is there an association or somebody, you know, that some of the pond people that could take a look at it, at the wording or something? I mean, what I'm trying to say is...
They probably will if they know. I'll bet the pond people, if they know that there's something, an issue that's deals with water and all of that, that they would probably look at.
Some of these ordinances, we have a public hearing, and even though it's publicized, et cetera, nobody comes.
Right.
Then you go ahead and you go forward with it, and then people say, oh, well, gee, I didn't realize that, and then they get all mad about it.
Right.
Because, and maybe the wording could be a little different without changing much. I don't know.
Well,
I just wonder.
I just think if they're interested, they should come to the public hearing.
They should.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you
think
don't need to send it out to have them look at it.
No, I just didn't know if there was any organization or anything that does that stuff. Kind
we got the Lyman Happening monitoring us.
Oh my goodness!
They should know what's going on.
Lyman Happening.
And I think the publicity is not very good as far as me. Like, I was looking on the web, on the new website tonight, and I didn't see anything about public hearing for this thing tonight.
It was posted.
Didn't even have our meeting. It had the selectman meeting for tonight. Didn't have ours posted.
It was posted before they took the old page down.
Right, I know. I know that it's new, and it had all these little issues will be ironed out, but... maybe with our recorded meetings, I think more people, I think, are looking at the selectman meetings now that they're available on YouTube. And, I mean, I think that's a big issue, is not having our townspeople know what's going on. They only know what's going on when it's in their backyard.
Right.
Yeah, then it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you want to kind of require a permit, each a yearly permit, so that you can keep track of?
A year,
No.
But all we want to do is what we've done is what the docks are and what they should be.
Right. But there should be limits about how big or how far out into the water.
There is already.
There is already.
Yeah, this isn't replacing anything. It's just adding, it is replacing the definition of dock. And I took it out of state law, and I think it's a way better definition.
Okay.
There already is a limit to the width. 6 feet is the width limit.
Okay.
The length can go out as far as needed for the to get your boat up to.
To get your boat in for diving.
That isn't how it's worded, but that's how
I remember reading that too. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
And I don't know. I did a quick look on the state laws. I didn't read them all, but I'd like to go back and review a bit. But I thought I read somewhere that it should be, that the public, there should be a public hearing when someone's putting in a dock, so that people, oh, the abutters should be notified, that's what it is, when a dock is going in.
I've never read that.
I don't know.
Is it a permanent dock? Because those are different.
Maybe it's a permanent dock. That's why I said I did a quick look, and I was looking at that. But it said something about abutters should be notified when a dock is going in. So I guess we take a good look at those state rules.
Well, I think we should wait and, like I said, schedule these two public hearings together.
I agree with you. Maybe get more people. Maybe not. Okay.
And I see we have our appeal to the Board of Zoning Appeals.
Yeah, that's going to happen next week, I guess.
Next week, I guess.
Yeah, probably so. Is there anything we need to do before then, Patty, that you can see?
Not that I can think of. Just be prepared to speak to why we voted or what we reviewed.
Yeah.
And everything's pretty well spelled out. We went over it. We talked about it. And I feel it's all very well spelled out.
They're meeting next Thursday?
Yeah. Yep, at 6 o'clock.
6 here.
Do you guys want to sign that site plan? And I've noticed the last few site plans we've been forgetting to sign, so I'm going to have to go back and get those and the dates that we voted on them.
So we can put them up. Okay.
We don't have to record them anymore. We used to record them at the registry.
Right. You don't. They're not recorded?
It's not required.
Really?
Yep. It never was required. The notice of decision has to be recorded.
Okay.
And the reason we should sign the plan is so that we have
a record.
Yeah, well, and we know the date. That's the plan we approved.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there might be several different versions.
I started scrolling through this on my phone one day, and it's like, it's going on and on and on.
This agenda?
Yeah. Is there anything we need to talk about on this? I don't think so. I mean,
you can read by the book. The book's right here.
Well, when this is over, are there any areas where, and we'll see what how the appeal goes, but if there's anything in the ordinance that we need to change, then we ought to, or clarify, I should say. I'm not saying there is, but if there is, we ought to try to do that. I mean, if that's what comes out of the hearing, if it looks like the ordinance isn't as clear as it could be in some areas, then.
I think the biggest confusion they were under a misunderstanding that the area that is being built in is restricted to residential use only, where it's not.
They didn't put that in their appeal, but we don't want to really.
Yeah. They keep saying resident. Yes, it's access via a residential area, but they could have been 50 houses put back there as well.
Yeah. I think it's the right for the individuals to appeal if they want to. That's their right. I would suggest after the appeal, if there's anything that we want to, if something comes up that we need to do something with the ordinance, then we ought to do it. We ought to at least consider it and put it to voters. Because, you know, we've done that in the past. I think if there's areas of an ordinance that aren't clear or could be better worded, because if two people look at something and interpret it different ways, then it makes it hard because you can say, well, here's the way it is, and they say, oh, no, I read it the other way. Well, if there's a way to clarify it, we ought to do it. That's my only comment, I would say.
I agree with that.
And see what happens after they.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. If maybe the zoning board will come up with some questions.
So do we have anything new, Patty?
No.
No?
Good.
Does anybody want December or January's main town and city?
I don't think I need it.
That's good.
No, I have access online.
Attention, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
What was mine? Well, weren't we supposed to have the The butter is across 111.
They gave us a separate piece of paper with that on it. That's for the record.
Yeah, that property itself is owned by Arnold and Kathy Beverly.
No, they bought.
Yes.
We have another whole. Yeah, we have another whole survey. They bought this lot, which we got the deed. Remember we talked about the deed
right.
not being.
I get the point. Yeah, that should have been amended to show the new owners of record. Mm-hmm. Good catch.
Well, we do have a survey. We agreed to allow them to amend that plan at one of the first meetings. We do have an updated survey.
This one? Is that?
Yep.
And the one he showed tonight, he showed, because I mentioned that about the abutters not being on the site plan, and he showed, it looked like a version of this.
A smaller version, yeah.
With the abutters on it. So what's going to go in the record? All of that?
Yes, yep. That stays on the record. And it gets put in the notice of decision.
It doesn't show the general either.
It does on the new survey.
But this is the one we're signing.
Yeah, that's an.
So the notice, we don't record that. That's for our records only. The notice of decision is going to make reference to the new survey. And that gets recorded.
Okay. All right.
Is that going to show an inconsistency, though, between what?
Well, if this was recorded, it would be recorded with errors, but we're not recording it. It's just for our personal.
Just for the record, to show what we approved.
Probably should make some notations on it for the different changes.
We already voted on it. I don't think we should amend their plan. I don't ever amend anybody's plan.
Is there any way you can attach the other information to that plan?
It's all going to be in the same folder.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that would be okay.
That our signatures will be on that one, not on this.
That's not the survey. That doesn't show what he wants to do.
And then we have a notice of decision, which specifies that.
We never have all the same, all the information on one document. There's usually pages that all go together. That's why we reference them all in the notice of decision.
Well, I guess we can set the agenda for our next meeting. And we've got the snow removal ordinance we can work on next time. And I guess if anything comes in, we'll schedule it.
Do you want to talk about the Board of Selectmen's vote on businesses on private roads?
What was there?
Well,
they're talking about us looking at businesses on private roads and road regulations. I think we should wait till we get something written from them, tell us exactly what they want, or they want us to look at.
You got a phone call, right?
Yeah. But to me, that's not really official. And
well, okay.
If he wants something official, he should send something to the board.
Now, how can we dictate what goes on a private road? I have a large stretch of property. I put a private road down in there. Now, unless I make a private road maintenance agreement, say I want to open up and legal within the zone a woodworking shop. That's a commercial enterprise. Can we regulate that I put a woodworking shop on my property on a private road that I put in?
Well, Kelly, I don't really know. And until we get a letter stating exactly what they are looking for, I don't think we should really worry about it.
Sure.
And we could look and see if other towns, after we get that, have anything stipulated for private roads. I really think it's a sticky situation.
Yeah. Everything in my business, looking at properties and reading deeds, that is typically addressed under the private road maintenance agreement or the homeowners association. They set up how they want their little private second handle. So, yeah, wait till, see what they want.
But I think,
again, like, when we asked the lawyer the question about private roads, he said the town shouldn't be in the business of...
Exactly.
The private roads, I mean...
Patty, was this a request from one selectman or from board?
So there was a letter read at one of the previous, recent Board of Selectmen meeting, and there was a vote taken. I don't know what the motion was. It was never sent to us in writing.
Okay.
But there was a phone call made to talk about it, but it wasn't official, I don't think.
I agree with Rod.
It was official.
If the selectman wants to do something, it's not like they don't want to do it, but they gotta see what they want. I mean...
I think we should have an official letter.
Just say, hey. Right, otherwise it's like, you know, the old, bring me a...
Good guys club. Now, we don't want to do that.
You know, somebody, you bring me a rock, and say, oh, that's nice, but it wasn't the rock I want a different color. I'll bring me that, oh, it's not big enough, oh, you know, so bring me the rock thing. So they should tell us what kind of rock they're looking for.
Did we get a similar, did we get a request formally in writing from the selectman to deal with the snow removal issue?
No, but I was at that meeting where they voted on it, so they asked me to bring it to the board, which is how it happened.
Okay.
That's a good question, too. Well, it seems to me that to stay consistent, we should have a letter along those lines.
Yes.
Some direction as to what they want.
Well, I think that's what we should do.
What's the problem? How many, is this rampant throughout the town? Is it incidental to some of the locations? Have they contacted the state police before about this? A little bit of direction, please.
Good point. Yeah, well...
Well, I agree with you, Joe. Going forth, we should always have something in writing from them.
Well, we should, it gives us a track record of why we're doing this stuff.
Yes.
Well, we're not just generating an ordinance because somebody has a great idea.
Do you want me to ask for direction on the snow removal policy also?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd say cover, ask for both.
What is the problem?
What is the issue? What are we trying to solve, if anything?
Sounds good.
Like you said, if it's rampant, it needs to be addressed. If it's one person consistently, it's a can of worms. Yeah, exactly.
Is there anything else we want?
Well, even if it's one person, if it's a crucial issue, if there's a danger, you know, hazardous situation, I think we should address it. And you can't go by the numbers of people, right?
Well, there's a state law.
There is a state law.
There is a state law.
That's all we're going to be regurgitating.
Right.
Why is it not being invoked?
Right.
Well, I think it's a good idea to have the selectmen take the time to decide what they're looking for. Because otherwise you get, you really don't get clear direction, and then you don't do what they want, and you end up with a bring me a rock deal. And that's not, that's waste everybody's time. Mm-hmm. We've had some of that. I've seen some of that in my past.
Yeah. Is there intent, like, to find people? And if so, how do we go about doing that? Because we've had that discussion already here.
Right.
The difficulty that would involve here.
Okay, so if there's nothing else in the meeting, I'll make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.